live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 28th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration using the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We love the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, and we submit to you that is the way forward. That is one of the great opportunities for solutions that we have. This is one of the most positive radio broadcasts on the air, and we absolutely do not bring up a problem without finding solutions as well. A lot of people complain. A lot of people talk. How many people bring home solutions every time? The solutions are found in God, family, and country. The solutions are found in the protection of life, liberty, and property. The solutions are found by turning to God and repenting. The solutions are found by good, honest, moral Americans getting involved in making America great again. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. No, I did not vote for Donald Trump, but I will give him credit for things that are right. You know, we got to vote on principle, ladies and gentlemen. You got to stand on issues, principles, ideas, things of morality. And you got to simply say when an issue's right, stand with it. When an issue's wrong, hey, stand against it. If we do a lot more of that and a lot less politicking and a lot less, partisan supporting and everything else, we'd do a lot better. It starts with a fundamental understanding of the proper role of limited constitutional government, not called a democracy. No. A republic, ladies and gentlemen, is what we have, and that's what we pray we keep. Welcome to the broadcast. We are live 6 days a week because we're so passionate about what we do. How many talk show hosts live 6 days a week? I only know us and a couple of others, but we take this job absolutely seriously. By the way, yesterday we talked about Donald Trump, quote, prisoner of the war party, writes Patrick J. Buchanan, and boy, howdy, is it an incredible article. He's spot on. The neocons and the swamp monsters that are all hawkish and pro-war. Sadly, Donald is turned to those folks, and now they surround him and advise him, and every gut instinct that he had before to reject war seems to be fading away as Donald continues to promote war. What, he's had two attacks in Syria since he's taken office? We're in 130 nations, militarily speaking. We continue to ratchet up the foreign aid and the foreign spend on war and interfering in the affairs of other nations. I mean, it's drastic and it's dangerous, folks. All right, we talked about a lawsuit. Hillary Clinton laundered $84 million in an election scheme, alleges a lawsuit. Wow, boy, howdy. You know what? She's been doing all kinds of money shenanigans for decades, but I don't see anybody getting any closer to locking up Hillary, do you? A lot of talk. What we need is a lot more action. Jury finds Bill Cosby guilty in a sexual assault case. They say it's seen as a turning point that now the Me Too movement's going to have its heyday and but you know what? Why is Bill Cosby going to jail? And why is Bill Clinton not? Can I just ask you that? Now, I'm not defending Bill Cosby. I thought he was an incredible comedian. But you know what? If he's guilty of these crimes, shame on him. And I support prosecution. But I want to know why the double standard. See, America's, quote, father, you know, on TV kind of thing, Bill Cosby, one of the cleanest comedians in the business, if you will. Now he's just melted down, right? But Bill Clinton literally got impeached for his abuses of interns. And then accused of rape. And I mean, none of that stuff even comes to fruition. Where's the Me Too movement to talk about the other Bill? So I'm not defending Bill Cosby's crimes. It's sad. It's tragic. I pray for his soul. And I pray for Bill Clinton's soul, too. My problem is this double standard that we're seeing big time. All right, we talked about Chance the Rapper. Black people don't have to be Democrats. Boy, was he spot on with that comment. But then Chance the Rapper melted down, attacked the Donald. He got too much pressure from the black community and turned on the Donald. The point that, hey, we need to vote for good, honest principles and those who embrace them, regardless of party, regardless of race, regardless of any of those other dividing factors, is the key. And Chance was right when he said that, but now he's melted down and gone against the Donald. Now, it isn't about going against or favoring the Donald that I applaud. It's standing on principle, and Chance, you were right on principle. Trump explained why Kanye West supports him, and, you know, Donald's got some points that are correct and some points that are wrong. But I appreciate that people can set aside differences, division points that the mainstream press tries to exploit constantly, and I appreciate folks setting those things aside on occasion and working together. Hey, we do have less problems with black employment and Hispanic employment. That's good news. We do have an opportunity to stand together as Americans for what matters, morally speaking. That matters. Kanye West, though, talked about, hey, him and Donald, well, he has what's called dragon energy. I'm not really going down that road. It's a, in my opinion, kind of a voodoo spiritualism kind of thing that I don't support. I turn to Jesus Christ. It's just that simple for me. Nevertheless, we can agree to disagree on that, Kanye. You're right. When you want to talk about, you can support who you want to, and you have the right to your own thoughts. Boy, howdy, is that right, Kanye? And boy, is that right, Donald. Kanye West also pointed out a fact. Barack Hussein Obama was in office 8 years, and nothing in Chicago changed. There's a lot of truth to that. But again, the way we're going to talk about change is to turn to the principles that make America great, which is God, family, and country. Just imagine if people were, instead of in gangs, they had families. Not a gang family, but a family intact with a mother and a father who are loyal and love one another, and they raise their children with complete fidelity and love and support, a measure of discipline and love together in a way that helps kids understand who they are. They're children of God. And they belong to a wonderful family who loves them. Just imagine what kind of narrative that would have on Chicago. But you bring that stuff up and, well, they'll fire you if you don't own the media. That's why I don't get fired. Because you know what? My media involvement might be tiny. But we built it. Big difference, folks. Yesterday, it was a gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender day in government schools, and so most of us are saying, don't let your kids be subject to that. Yank your kids out at least for a day, if not forever. Subway, that's the sandwich shop across the country, sadly closing 500 U.S. restaurants while opening up 1,000-plus overseas. And we bring that up because, you know, people believe it's a big deal, and it's sad. I don't like to see any businesses close. I like to see people prosper. But it is just a day-to-day course of business reality where they're closing some shops in some locations that aren't as profitable as they would like, and they're going to be opening restaurants where they believe greater profitability can be found. That is the American way. That is the free market at work, ladies and gentlemen. So good on them for all that. The mainstream press wants you to believe it's just bad news in the economy. I'm not really buying it in this case. I think it's just smart business assessment And business is the kind of thing where you got to look at the markets and kind of retool and look at your competition externally if you're a chief executive and things and kind of say, hey, what makes sense for us to do and how do we increase our bottom line and how do we do it morally and responsibly? And, hey, that's good news. So there you go for Subway. That was hour one. Just think how much news we cover in a single hour on Liberty Roundtable Live, huh? LibertyRoundtable.com. If you want to donate and get involved in the solutions, we'd be absolutely grateful for your support. Second hour, an art student in the state of Utah creates a cry closet for stressed out students during finals. Now, I've never really heard of a cry closet, but I will say this. It's supposed to be a little place where you go. There's a couple of rules. You can only go in there all by yourself. It's this small room. You go in there and you're going to kind of deal with your emotions in this room. And you can only be in there for 10 minutes, and you got to be respectful and et cetera. And we find that interesting because, you know, we are supposed to cry unto the Lord, says the scriptures. And I will talk about the War Room movie, incredible movie about kind of a prayer closet this lady has. And I'm telling you right now to take a break from our emotions once in a while and put together a little bit of be still before God, cry unto your God a little bit of reverence, a little bit of prayer, a little bit of meditation, a little bit of focus is a good thing. We hope that Americans engage more in that, because I believe there lies great power and great solutions and a great opportunity for centering one's life on what's important. We need more of that, folks. So I know that'd be kind of mocking this cry room or whatever, but I won't. I'll say, you know what? Any attempts to get people to stop and assess their situation, kind of a chance for a course correction towards repentance, towards God, towards apologies, towards reflecting on one's relationships and how critical they are. All those things can, in my opinion, do wonders for your soul. So anyway, pretty neat news if you ask my opinion on that one. What scandal, ladies and gentlemen, they say Facebook has $44 billion in cash, 27,000 employees, and it's grown like 50%. Wow. Its revenue rose 50%. Others are saying delete Facebook. Not. People talked about it and they were frustrated. But the truth is, Facebook is still growing, according to Jessica Gein. And so, you know, people talk about getting rid of Facebook, but people don't change their media like they need to. I'll tell you that right now. Reject the bad media. Support the good media, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com is our website. If you want to donate to the Widow's Mite Radio Network, we'd be certainly appreciative. The United States Weather Agency has been without permanent leadership for more than 460 days. Why don't we just shut it down then, Donald?
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The great taste of raw honey delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio. We're talking about the recap of yesterday's news. So the weather agency has gone 460 days without even any permanent leadership. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, hey, that just means they're not approving Donald's nominations to run different agencies and stuff like that. What a shame. And I agree, it is a shame. But I would also double down and say, look, if we can have an agency that doesn't have a rudder, that's not even ran by any permanent leadership for more than a year. I mean, even the experts tell you if something's sitting around your house and you don't even use it for a year, you can probably safely get rid of it. Well, wow, what if we just get rid of the whole Department of Weather? We don't need one of those in government, do we? Where in the Constitution is that, by the way? And then people will be like, oh, you won't have any weather if you don't have one of those. Oh, yeah? Why don't you get rid of it and wake up tomorrow and see if the sun comes up, ladies and gentlemen? All right, Army takes recruits with past mental troubles, writes USA Today. This is absolutely insanity. You got people that are guilty of cutting and other things, serious mental instabilities, people on medications. The bottom line is the Army is missing some of their recruit quotas. And so they're now taking people with mental instabilities. What an absolute shame. First off, if you go read your Constitution, we're not even supposed to have a standing army, folks, that would be funded for more than 2 years. The idea was that the United States is completely armed and the militia could be raised at a moment's notice in coordination with proper role of limited government and defend the people internally if necessary. And if there was really a need for an army, we could raise one in seconds and we could literally provide funding and create one out of thin air with the American people if it was necessary. However, the bottom line, though, is now we're looking for these quotas, which is a shame, and these recruits that have mental instability. And the problem with that is, look, why are they doing that? Why would we take a bunch of mentally unstable people because we want a bigger army? And why would we go ahead then and train them and arm them and put them in harm's way, which means greater instability like post-traumatic stress disorder and this kind of thing, or traumatic, I'm sorry, post-traumatic stress disorder and such. Why would we do that to them? And then they might get back in society and go crazy with guns. And then, wow, we got to talk about mental illness and guns. And then we got to take away guns from anybody that might be unstable and use this mental illness foot in the door to really back into trying to take away guns from the good guys. In other words, we're creating the problem that we supposedly want to solve. It's disaster on steroids. Don't fall for the lie. Shame on the Army. All right, Ben Carson, good guy. Head of HUD, if you will, Housing and Urban Development or whatever. And he goes down to California and he tours the homeless shelter in Los Angeles. Did you hear about a lot of this in the media? Anyway, Ben says his heart was broken. Anybody who goes through this emotionally will have their heart broken about the suffering and the desperation and things like that on Skid Row in L.A. But you know what? Then he went to a place, a nonprofit, as far as I can understand, private, religious drug and alcohol treatment center, and in there lies the solutions. Ben got criticized for his actions, of course, by the mainstream thugs that don't give any credit for good news anywhere that I can see. But I maintain that it's good news and good for Ben Carson. He knows a little bit about the hood, and he knows what it takes to be taken out of the hood. You teach people correct principles, you let them govern themselves, you tie them to God, family, and country, and pretty soon, hey, all the divide lines go away between men and women, men and women, and black and white, and rich and poor, and the American dream starts to become available, and we start to make America great again as we get religious, meaning turning to God, and we repent, and we obey correct principles of morality. Just great things happen when all that goes down, folks. All right, the headline says, triggered, the New York Times feuds with Christian talk show host, author, and more, Dennis Prager, because of a bestseller list manipulation. It turns out the New York Times is manipulating their bestseller list against Christians. Wow. Are you surprised? Anyway, now organizations are going to start not even telling you which of their authors are involved in the New York Times bestseller list. The New York Times, as Donald Trump said, is completely dishonest. It's losing credibility every day as they peddle fake, manipulated news. The evidence becomes more and more evident over time, to say the least. We also talked about this incredible electron-rated wheel. It's a number one bestseller or recommendation by bike enthusiasts. You say, what is this thing, Sam? Well, I don't know enough about it. I'd like to get my hands on one. We're reaching out to those who we could interview to learn more about it. It's pretty neat, though. Bottom line is you buy this thing, and it literally is a mechanism that you add to a bicycle. And then this mechanism is able to, from your pedaling, store energy in a battery that then when you want to drop on it, let's say you're going up a big hill or whatever the case may be, you can drop on this energy stored in this battery that fuels this little engine that makes it easier to pedal your bike. So it's kind of like a battery-assisted or a small engine-assisted bike pedaling mechanism. It's pretty nifty. It costs around $1,000 or so. I don't have all the details, but it's disruptive, delightful, interesting, And in my opinion, very valuable technology. It really has value. And so we're keeping an eye on some of these new technologies, and some of these people are building a better mousetrap and things like that. And pretty neat stuff. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. A lot of people say we beg for money on the radio. We don't. But you know what? We've learned a long time ago that advertisers, 9 times out of 10, want to either control you and control what you say on the radio, which we will not tolerate, and or two, they want to drop you like a rock. They simply say you're too hot, you're too controversial, we're not touching it with a 10-foot pole. And so we've learned a long time ago that, man, if you want to be in the media and you want to say what you want to say, you better own the media. He who owns the media makes the rules. Secondarily, we've learned that you got to get your funding from those who believe in your cause. So we are listener supported, and we do need your financial support and assistance. Now, some would say you beg for money, Sam, and my response is no, I don't. I work for a living and have a day job and fund my own family. So when I ask you to support Liberty Roundtable Live or the Widow's Mite Radio Network, libertynewsradio.com, I am not asking you to fund my family. I work all day, 10, 12, more than that, sometimes hours a day to support my family with my day jobs. What I'm asking you to do is put money in to fund this radio network and its growth. And if we provide value to you via entertainment, the news, breaking down of incredible constitutional principles and more, then please return the favor. We offer this broadcast free and don't charge for it because we don't want to have any reason that somebody can't listen and gain an education, and gain an understanding of a God, family, country framework with an effort to restore the principles that made America great. We don't want anybody to have a deterrent to be able to gain that knowledge, to receive that insight, to become part of the greatest solution known today. All right, which is morality in the people and us all getting involved in the incredible checks and balances that make America great. All right, so I don't want anybody to not be able to listen, but I also want people to say, hey, you know what? This provides tremendous value to me. When Sam and Kurt and others that join the roundtable break down the news the way they do, it's incredibly insightful. It's valuable. It's something that is valuable. And if that's true, then in the free market of ideas, you know what? We ask you to reciprocate and help fund the growth of the Widow's Mite Radio Network, if you will. We lovingly call it the Widow's Mite Radio Network because we do more on a thin dime than these guys have ever thought of doing with their billions and trillions of dollars, okay? We have just pennies. But you know what? Our impact is incredible. When they don't like us, they tell you how teeny and insignificant we are. However, when we hit on a topic, it hits the mainstream press, and they cover us over and over. Why do they do that? Because they know how valuable we are. They know how impactful we can become. And when you're right on target, you catch flack. There's no doubt about it. But we remain true. We stand steady for the sacred cause. And we ask you to join us in solutions. Please help fund the growth of LibertyNewsRadio.com and donate today. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Still available in archive form at your fingertips anytime you like, on demand at LibertyRoundtable.com. Now, news the networks refuse to use today starts now, and we have tremendous news for you. Okay? There's a headline in the press that says this. Today, that's Saturday, April 28th, is what they call National Superhero Day. That's right, National Superhero Day. And they go on and talk about all these superhero movies. And do you love Wonder Woman? And do you love The Bionic Man? I know those are old. Do you love Stretch Armstrong? If you go back yesteryear, do you love Superman or Batman or what are those, the Jason Bourne movies? Or, you know, who is your superhero in the movies? And they talk all about these movies, and they talk all about the superhero books and the, you know, these things, cartoons and whatever. Okay. National Superhero Day. It's really an effort to, in my opinion, promote and market these movies and these comic books and all these superheroes over the years. We bring it up not to praise all that, but to ask a significant question, which I will do in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you,
sir. All right, I'm going to reintroduce this headline that I said right before the pause. Today is National Superhero Day, Kurt. I don't know if you knew that. But they're talking about all these movies and all these characters and comic books. And, you know, it's a day to just get out your love for Superman or Wonder Woman or whatever it all is. And they go on and on, Batman, whatever. And, you know, I want to talk about that a little bit, but I want to talk about something else. See, I'm not really for the National Superhero Day. But I do want to talk about a few of my heroes or role models, if you will. They don't exist in the fake world of comic books or fake movies or some of these things, the imagination or the imaginary. They're real. And what I think we've done in America is we've replaced true role models for these superheroes, these fake characters that are created. And I get the proper place for some fun and some entertainment and some fiction superhero stuff. I get it. It's okay. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. Unless we replace our real role models and heroes that are larger than life, if you will, with these fake superheroes and we lose our history, then we got a big problem. And or if we look to wrong people and to fake news, if you will, or fake characters for real attributes. One of my greatest role models is a guy by the name of George Washington, okay, and they just absolutely malign his name and abuse him and tell you that he's irrelevant and ignorant and all this. You know what? He was a great man with incredible leadership skills. And he got down on his knees before his maker and said, what do I do to stand for the sacred cause of liberty? And I think that's a pattern for all of us to follow. That's why we do this radio program. So one of my heroes, I wouldn't call him a superhero, although maybe I would. Because when someone follows God and carries out, in my opinion, God's will for them, their impact on God, family, and country is just tremendous. So one of my great real heroes, you might call it a superhero, but it's not fake, role models, would be George Washington. And the most important one of all, though, who I would call a superhero, although that's a little bit of a cheapening of what I mean, sadly, would be the Savior Jesus Christ. He is my role model. He is my hero. He is a superhero. But it's of a different sort than they celebrate today. And so I would like to just kind of retrain your mind to think about real people in history. My mother was a superhero, if you ask my opinion. So was my dad. Mom, dad, Jesus Christ, George Washington. Those are just a top few. My wife is my superhero. I'm telling you right now, she's Superwoman, man. It's just when you watch the raising of children together and you go through thick and thin together and stuff like that, I don't worship my wife, but I have tremendous respect and gratitude. And I mean, I don't even know how many words I could describe for this. But I'm telling you right now, we need to think about this discussion. And instead of just having these characters and these superheroes with all these fake attributes for fun and entertainment, we got to set aside the bread and circus and talk about real role models and true heroes that have lasting impact. And the difference is, instead of having these fake attributes about them, they have real character building attributes about them that we need to try to emulate. So there's my take. Any comment on that, Kurt? It is National Superhero Day, sir.
Well, if I'm going to add to yours, I echo what you've already said. I mean, as to not your wife for me, at least, but my wife for me,
but mothers and wives in general, you know, right?
Yeah, too. That's right. And my mom and dad, and you know all that.
Because I will say this: your wife is a superhero. You know, I don't acknowledge it in a personal way like that, but I acknowledge it in that wives and mothers. That's when they measure up to that role and do their very best about it. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I mean, with the number of grandkids and all that kind of stuff that she keeps track of, besides all the other stuff, I just am constantly amazed and grateful. Just kind of like old Zig Ziglar said years ago, I feel like I'm going through the swinging door on somebody else's push, you know, where you just kind of really lucky to be.
And
there,
we are, when it comes to our founding fathers, too, as a general rule. Oh, we have our freedoms on their push, Kurt. Your point
Good
is spot
point.
On.
Yeah.
And anyway, any other heroes to mention? I've got an exhaustive list that I could run down, but what I've tried to do is highlight a few, you know?
Yeah, you know, at least one of the things that comes to mind for me is a man named Captain Moroni. And I know that if you're not familiar with him, you can try to look him up or whatever. He is a great general in the early days of America. I'm talking about, you know, around 400 A.D., you know, in that range. He and his father, Mormon, were just tremendous leaders for their people, even though the people chose, in many ways, evil.
All right, so there's two Moronis, though, right?
Stood. Well, that's right. Yeah, I should say both of them are just tremendous opinion. But, you know, there was one little phrase that talked about the first one as being basically this great war general, but he was also, it said about him in Scripture that if all men had been and ever would be like him, there would just be nothing but a great world, you know, pretty much. That's Yet some would say, well, how is that possible? Because, I mean, he led armies, and they worked hard to defend their people, and they had, I mean, they had, like, war drills, and, you know, they sharpened their swords and did all that stuff. And, you know, some people think that, hey, you can't be promoting peace by doing that. But in my opinion, you can if you do those, have those weapons and things for defensive purposes. And then, you know, another one right there close in Scripture that's talked about was this one named Helaman. And the guy, he wasn't much, I don't know if he was much of an army guy, but he was a tremendous missionary. You know, you already mentioned Jesus, and this one was the a teacher of truth. He and his brothers, and they did great work. And the Scripture says that, you know, pretty much the two of them, it's just hard to say which is more important, because you
don't
need to defend your people.
Yeah,
you need to defend your people, but you also need to preach the word, because the power of the word, the power of, like, the Ten Commandments and the living of the Ten Commandments and those principles is just, it's unbelievable.
And it reminds me of when you're working on an event, sometimes there's so many too many people to name, and you don't want to leave anybody out, too. So, you know, I mean, there's modern heroes today that I look up to. A lot of the people on this radio program that contribute so willingly for nothing, I really look up to as heroes. I look up to many, many, many people, and they've had a tremendous influence on my life. And I just wanted to talk about National Superhero Day and put it into a context that I believe has much more power and much more benefit for we the people to take courage and to get involved. If you want to read about the leaders that Kurt mentions, then you got to get a copy of the Book of Mormon, Another Testament of Jesus Christ, and you can read about those guys. They're ancient historical figures who lived stellar lives and who taught by example. And so, you know, find your leaders, find your heroes, if you will. Don't put them on a pedestal like they're gods. They're just men and women too, right? They put their pants on one leg at a time. I get it. But they are people who stand up and are counted for the sacred cause of liberty. Another person that I consider a personal hero that takes a lot of heat, Kurt, is James Edwards. A good friend of ours. He's a host of the Political Cesspool radio program. Thepoliticalcesspool.org is his website. And he wrote a book called Racism, Smacism. And, you know, he takes a beating for standing up for his godly heritage and for his ancestors. And he's a white person, and he advocates for his race and his heritage. And somehow they turn that into he's an enemy of everybody else, which is now absolute lie. But I'm telling you right now, I've been in his home. I've been at his dinner table. I've broke bread with him plenty of times. And I'm telling you right now, he isn't a hater of others. He is an advocate of principle. He is a staunch believer in his heritage. But they want you to believe that somehow that means he hates everybody else. And I don't see it that way. And so, you know, there's another example. I mean, there's so many people. Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty. There's a lot of people that join us on this program. But you got to look for heroes. And you got to look for real heroes with attributes to try to emulate. The chief among them, separate from the rest, our King, I testify he lives, Jesus Christ. And that's who my superhero is. This is Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yes, it is, and raw honey can be delivered directly to your door. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt to learn more. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or smile and dial 801-669-2211. By the way, we just conducted an incredible experiment on the break that I want to tell you about. I gave Kurt a name. The name is Sarah Sanders. And I said, I want you to tell me what you find on the search engines and whatever about Sarah. And he came up with all this negative news. Okay? Give us a quick little hint, Kurt. What was the negative news? I mean, everything I heard you say was kind of negative or weird or offbeat or attacking her or something, right?
Yeah, so you have Politico. It says the puzzle of Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Then the Daily Caller, Sarah Sanders gets heckled by former Clinton press secretary. Then Teen Vogue, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders faced a tough crowd in a mock White House press briefing.
Right, let me stop you there and say, I don't see anything positive there. It's just all kind of attacking her. Now, you realize that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the daughter of Mike Huckabee, right?
Yes.
Mike Huckabee, like the rest of us, far from perfect. But you know what? He is a religious guy. And he raised a religious daughter, Kurt. And so while the world mocks Sarah Sanders, I've got a headline that says this. Sarah Sanders prays before every press briefing. Did you know that, Kurt?
No.
Now I want you to type in Sarah Sanders prays or Sarah Sanders press praise and see what comes up. So you got to know what to look for. This stuff we hunt down just for you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, of all the news about Sarah, that one gives me a little bit of courage. Yep. That one makes me go, you know what? Good for Sarah. I know that she and I are not the same religion. I think she's a Baptist or a, I don't know, Presbyterian something, and I'm a Mormon. I get it. But you know what? I applaud her turning to God for guidance. And I'm just telling you, what we need is more prayer, folks. Why isn't this a top headline in a positive way? If you do find the headline, it will be met with jeers and mock. And if it's not buried first, if it's forced to come out, then they'll do so in a very negative connotation. But I applaud this. We hunt it down and bring it to you because, again, we want to bring people together, not divide people. We want to point people to solutions. And Sarah Sanders, or Sarah Huckabee Sanders, in my opinion, this is a critical component of how she lives her life. We need more people in every aspect of our society. So now I'm kind of saying, if she really prays for every press briefing, in that I consider her a role model, Kurt. Now, I know she might not be perfect, and I might not agree with everything. I get it. But this is an example to follow because she's right. Now what do you find, Kurt?
You know, I had a few to choose from. And, for example, you've got the Daily Caller says Sarah Sanders prays before every press briefing. The Western Journal says Sarah Sanders reveals special object she keeps on desk for every, and it goes on. Then you've got Mediaite. Mike Huckabee praises political story that describes his daughter as... political magazine, The Puzzle of Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So I went to the Western Journal one because I assume you've got the Daily Caller one. She reveals this special object she keeps on her desk for every briefing. And you say, well, what's this special object? Well, it's a book of what's called devotions that she keeps in her office that overlooks the White House lawn. According to the political piece, I guess, a book of devotions, and that's where you get, like, scripture, basically, ladies and gentlemen.
Devotions are scripture with commentary around it, right, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of times it'll take a scripture and some of the meaning, and then it'll build some commentary around it for thought-provoking meditation and some guidance and things like that. I find it valuable.
That's right. And, of course, it says, before every briefing, Sanders prays and reads from a book of devotions in her office. It says, artwork by her children hangs on a board behind her desk, and across the room is a shelf with a few books, including The Christian Life and Character and Gone with the Wind. It's no secret that Sanders is a strong Christian. After all, her father is former pastor and Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, a family man known for his faith. Sanders may not be the first woman to hold the prestigious press secretary position, but she is the first with children.
Wow. And the first that doesn't mock Christianity that I know.
Yeah. At least that we're aware of, yeah.
And think about it. So she surrounds herself with God, family, as she advocates for the country, Kurt.
Yeah. But I guess Politico said this about her. It said, she's the first mother to serve in the job, and nearly everyone who deals with her marvels at her ability to balance work and life. The article continues and says that fact is often glossed over by feminists on the left, most likely because it undermines their insistence that the Trump administration is the enemy of women.
Now, here's the other interesting thing. Why are we praising her if she's a woman, Kurt, and we hate women like they tell you we do? Because they're lying, yeah. And because the truth. I got done telling you of the top four or five, you know, in my mind, role models, superheroes. I pointed to wife. Kurt pointed, and we both pointed to mother and wife, two incredible roles for women, right? And that doesn't mean there's not other roles women play. There are.
No, yeah.
These are just some that we're in awe of and some of the most appreciative roles for women. And all I'm telling you is what an example there. In that headline, number one, it's buried. You got to hunt and know what you're even looking for to find it, unless you just troll every news service on the planet to discover it. And you're I'm telling you, I read newspaper after newspaper headline. I read hundreds of headlines, thousands of headlines every day. And I'm telling you right now, you will not find this unless you hunt for it. And when you do, even the articles that refer to it are kind of negative in their assessment. We are very positive. She prays for every press briefing. She's surrounded by photos of her children and family. And she reads and prays before every press briefing. What an example, folks. We got to have more of that, man. Bring it on. Hey, can you handle positive story, Kurt, or is this too much?
You know, I hate to leave this one, mostly because, you know, it's such a refreshing
thing. I agree. If you got more on it, we can finish on it. But I want to get in another one before the end of the hour, because more than one, and that's a rarity, sir.
The thing I want to point out is that the key thing to remember is, ladies and gentlemen, Sam found this. We found this here on this program. Now, do you think we have a bigger staff than people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, Glenn Beck? Or do you think they could find it too, but they just choose not to go there?
Yes, they do. And the sad part is we don't really want to attack them too much. They might not be the ones that are choosing not to go there. They may be forced by their contractual obligations or by their handlers or their funders or all these different things. They may be compromised on those altars. Glenn Beck talked about that. He said, hey, they tried to shut me down talking about God, and it eventually created our, you know, departure from one another. I've had experiences like that. So we just want to be very clear that somebody's shutting it down somewhere. Whether it's the hosts or those who control the hosts, you know, it's hard to say. at this point. But what is easy to say is this. We need more articles like this. We need more positive news like this. We need people to, well, bring up true role models and true heroes and people that are making a difference. Speaking of that, Kurt, there's a new poll out that you're probably not going to be told about. And guess who's in it?
A new poll.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna tell you, because we want to cover the details of the story.
Okay.
Melania Trump's in it. That's the first lady, by the way.
Okay, yes, she is.
And Hillary Clinton, former first lady, are both in the poll. And the poll says this. Melania Trump is a much more popular first lady than Hillary Clinton was. And the reason that I want to focus on this story is because, you know, all you hear is horrible things about Melania. She won't hold Donald's hand. She's the poor cheated on first lady. She's doesn't even like being there. She's locked in the White House and can't do anything. She never wanted to go to the White House in the first place. She and they go on and on and on. I'm telling you, to the point where it makes me want to puke. But they leave out all the incredible aspects of Melania. Number one, she's an incredible mother to her son. And as far as I understand, she'd prefer to spend her days with her son than she would to be first lady. But she, in my opinion, graciously does both. Wow. She's in the White House, Kurt, and she's done some tremendous things while being in the White House. Number one, she talks about, you know, rejecting bullying and focusing on random acts of kindness, which she got nothing but beat up for. But what a tremendous example. She runs her department on a lot less money and a lot less staff than her predecessors have done. What an example to follow. And now Americans are starting to get it. They like Melania even much more so than Hillary. And so when you believe that, hey, we're not a Christian nation anymore, she stood up very boldly for Christian principles as well over a prayer, Kurt. And she and so the American people are very Christian. They are appreciative of God, family, country. They get that Melania's different big time than Hillary. Hillary promotes the feminist movement. Melania promotes motherhood, fiscal responsibility, random acts of kindness and love and patience and less bullying and standing up for the little guy or the underdog. And she represents, in my opinion, prayer and the things that are great in America. And, well, the mainstream press doesn't want you to know that most Americans get it. Just go look at the poll, Kurt. Isn't that pretty neat?
It's excellent. And, you know, we've talked about her before, and she's, you know, like you say, an example in a number of ways. And one of my favorite ways is, you know, you compare her with Mrs. Obama, and basically she's, you know, about 37% of the budget of Mrs. Obama to run the White House, which tells you that if Melania Trump, who most people would say, well, you know, she's a big spender because she's wealthy and all that kind of stuff. If she's doing her budget on 32% of, or 30-something percent of what Mrs. Obama did, just imagine if the rest of the government followed Mrs. Trump's lead. Wow.
Yeah, and just imagine if we stood for prayer like Mrs. Trump did when she got the opportunity. If we talked about the random acts of kindness instead of attacking her for it, we doubled down in support and all of us did a little bit of a pay it forward kind of an idea and participated and got involved in her ideas. Oh, folks, we could change the world. Just imagine if people were interested in motherhood like she is to her son, who they mock as well. All I'm telling you, folks, is there are opportunities out there, and we find them for you. And our goal is when you leave this broadcast, we hope you're armed with reality. We hope you have the real news. We hope sometimes you have to deal with the awful situation that we find ourselves in from time to time. But we also hope you leave with a healthy dose of inspiration and hope, and you take courage and get involved in meaningful ways, because we can make America great again. But to do that, we got to make America moral again. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today, please. Hour one of the can, two coming up. We declare this nation shall endure.